The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Talking about some tests, let's discuss the Mitzvah Hashem, a different aspect. Like we said, there's two carbonos over here in Erev Pesach after Chatzos, vying for attention. There's the carbon tomid of Beinu Abayim, which is brought every day. This man was pushed up in order to facilitate the whole Avodah. Say that Krov is carbon pesach, that we're going to learn about Yitzhak Hashem over the next 4 or 5 brokim. And the carbon pesach, which is also considered the carbon of Beinu Abayim, when Beinu Abayim is, it starts from Shesh, Shesh we discussed in the previous share. What we have over here in the Sugya Daf Nuntes and Daf Nuntes is a problem of Oleo Lahashlim Kol HaKarbonos Kulam. The Gemara learns out that if he can Oleo, Oleo, the Torah is telling us as a Loisa say, one normally cannot bring Karbonos after the Karbon Tomid Shobeno Abayim. That would be finale of the Karbonos of the day. One who brings the Karbon afterwards is over on this Lav of Oleo Hashlim, it's a Lav Abomaklal say. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs points out that the Ramban did not count the lav of Aleo Hashlam, that one is not allowed to bring a korban after. The Kohanim are not allowed to bring korbanos after the korban tomid. Shobeno Abayim, the Ramban does not count this in his Vinyan Taryag. So it's a point of iyun, what the Ramban counts as a mitzvah, what the Ramban does not count as a mitzvah. The Ramban did not put this in his list of Taryag. The Ramban in his Hasogis, and the Ramban points out that L'chayra, this should be a lav unto itself. There's the famous Sefer Grip al-Rasag, the Rabbi Sadia Goin wrote also a list of Tayag, and Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlo, one of the Gdelei Adar of 100 years ago, wrote a Sefer, it's called Grip al-Rasag. In Loisa Seresh Tamach Dalid explains what the reasoning of the Rambam was not to count it, that the lav is not a separate lav, kishe le'atzmoi, meaning to say, one could look at the act of bringing a carbon after the carbon tomid shall be no abayim. One could look at it that the act of bringing that carbon is a ma'isa avera, and that's where the Ramban is looking at it. The Ramban says, let's say picture to yourself the scene. They brought the carbon tomid shall be no abayim, and a fellow comes huffing and puffing up to the gate. He comes into the Beis HaMikdash with his soy. He has to bring a carbon chatos. He very much wants to bring it today. He has to already eat it. It has to already be eaten today and tonight. He wants to stay in Shalayim only, and already in the middle of the night start traveling back towards wherever he came from. He desperately wants to bring the carbon today. They tell him, sorry, we already brought the carbon tomid. He pestered them. Finally, one kohen decides to take the carbon and bring the carbon, and the kohen does the avodah. Was the kohen over, the kohen who shechted and made a kabbalah halacha zrika on the dam of this carbon chatos after the carbon tomid was already brought? The Rabban says, Zayvra lav. The act of shechting, of being makriv, that korban is a lav of a leo hashlum kol hakarbonos kulam. Explains the Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlo, the Das Rambam, and the Rabbi Sadia Goin don't count this as a separate, lav, that it's really only a prat in the korban tomid. Part of the mitzvah of the korban tomid, the same way to comment on Klai Yisrael, to bring a korban tomid, part of the chiv was to, part of the integrity of the carbon tomid was to ensure that the carbon tomid would be the last carbon of the day. It's not only to be brought, it's supposed to cap the day's avodah. All the carbonos had to be brought with the bookends. On the one side, the carbon tomid shall shachar, the first carbon, and the last carbon would have to be the carbon tomid shall ben abayim. Again, except for carbon pesach, which is brought afterwards, obviously, as we learn in our Mishnah. But the din of not bringing the carbon is not a separate lav. It's a, what you did was you mevatel part of the carbon tomid. The Ramban, as a rule, does not bring every part of every mitzvah as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban doesn't count wearing tzitzis, wearing the white strings, the lovan, and the tchelos as separate mitzvahs. All the protim of one mitzvah go into one mitzvah, say midaraisa. So therefore, if one of the protim of the carbon tomid is mego, the carbon tomid is the last carbon, the finale, on the days of Avodah, then that's not counted as a separate mitzvah. It would seem to be the machloikis, the Rambam, the Ramban. There are different shittas in Tosfos, in Yumadav Chof Tes, debates back and forth. If a carbon was brought after the carbon tomid shel Beinu Abayim, is it possible? If we say that the carbon was brought illegally, there's a lav on the havoah of that carbon, it would stand to reason that the carbon would be possible. The Torah says not to bring that carbon. But if it's only a din, the carbon tumid, it's not that the Torah had a problem with the carbon being brought after the carbon, with a private carbon chatzos being brought after the carbon tumid. The Torah wanted that the carbon tumid should be the finale of the day's avodah. You didn't do anything wrong per se with the havoah of the carbon chatzos, of the carbon shlama. The problem is you weren't mekayim the din of carbon tumid, so it would make sense that if you were mevatel part of the din of carbon tumid, it does not passel the carbon that was brought afterwards. So that might be the idea going on in the back and forth of Tosfos and Yuma Daf Kof Tes. Agav, there's a very powerful idea which Rav Shmuel Paul Hirsch discusses in the Leo Hashem Kol HaKavonos Kulo. The idea over here is that, of course, every single person has his own avoida, every person has his chizukim to make. The chizukim that a person makes express themselves in the carbon oila. A person was mevatel on the tzaseo. He was lax in his zrizus and his lahavos v'avod Hashem. In the days of carbonis, he would bring a carbon. He would be niskarif to Hashem, bring himself as an oila. That would give him a new impetus in avod Hashem. The person chalil did naveira. He was lax and he slipped up and he was mechal Shabbos or something else. He would bring a carbon chatos. If he felt the need to express his closeness to Hashem, his happiness with everything Hashem gave him, he would bring a carbon shlomim. If he was saved from a difficult situation, he would express his newfound relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom with a carbon toido, a person mechuyev to bring. If he was nitzel from a situation today, the equivalent is birchas hagoyim. And so on and so forth. The private avoida, the private struggles of each individual in Klal Yisrael have to be taken in context of Klal Yisrael as a whole serving the Rebbeinu Shlom. We do not exist as a nation of Yechidim. We serve the Rebbeinu Shlom in our own private struggles, our ups, our downs, all of us have our strengths, our weaknesses. We all serve the Rebbeinu Shlom on a private plane, but the Shlemus of what the Rebbeinu Shlom put us into this world, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, is to serve Him as a Klal. And therefore, all the karbonis that were brought over the course of the day had to be within the framework of the carbon tumen in the beginning of the day and the carbon tumen at the end of the day, because the carbon tumen is the carbon of Klal Yisrael declaring its allegiance to Avodat Hashem, its allegiance to the Rebbeinu Shlom. If you're not putting your private avodah, your private struggles, your private battles in the context of the Avodas HaKlal, then you miss the point on what Klal Yisrael is all about. Therefore, as part of the carbon tumen, as we're saying, the Pshat and the Rambam, the avoid of the carbon tumen is that should earmark the, it should give definition to the whole avoid of Klal Yisrael. If the carbon is being brought afterwards, as it did in the carbon tumen, the carbon tumen is missing, because the carbon tumen has to be coiled avoid of all the yechidim together in the united Klal Yisrael declaring it's his chashus navod Hashem. If you look at it the Ramban's way, so what you're saying is that the korban that's brought after the korban tumen is suspect, because it means somebody's private avodah is not in the context of being part of the greater klal, and therefore the korban that's brought after the korban tumen is possible. So that's the same point that we're making, whether we look at it as a problem with the korban tumen, or what the person's doing is the korban Yochid that was brought after the carbon tumen is the problem. In any case, Rabbi Hirsch says that the reason why carbon Pesach is the exception and it could be brought after the carbon tumen, the reason why the carbon Pesach doesn't have the din of Aleh Hashlam Kol Kavan Tchum is because the carbon Pesach, even though it's brought by Yechidim, even though each Yochid brings the carbon Pesach, but it's really the declaration also of the whole Klal Yisrael as a whole. The whole Klal Yisrael declared it's his chachus, its newfound relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom by bringing the carbon Pesach. In the middle, that's not a stira to the declaration that's made with the carbon tumid. Adrav, the starting point for all of carbon tumid is the fact that there is a carbon Pesach that every year brings Klal Yisrael again to a new fresh start of declaring its status as Amar Yitzchi, as Amar Hashem. We'll see later on that the two classic carbonis which could be brought to Tumah, when there's a din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, we'll discuss that in Yetzir Hashem for many letter in the next 40 blot, but there's a program of Tzibur in Karbonis HaTomid and Karbonis HaPesach, because they're really based on the same idea. Both of them are the declaration of Klal Yisrael as a whole declaring its chibur, its dveikus in the Rabban Shlom, and therefore there's no marechet, there's no lav, there's no problem, there's no psul of a leir hashlom kol karbon is kulam when we talk about the karbon pesach. Now, it happens to be that the Gemara, but in our dafim, in Ches Lentes, brings a separate pasuk to tell us that Karbon Pesach is brought taka after Karbon Tomid. What would be if there wouldn't be a Karbon? If there wouldn't be a pasuk. The Mechaz Chinuch on the mitzvah of Karbon Pesach, the mitzvah Hay, discusses that if there wouldn't be a pasuk, you would still have to bring a Karbon Tomid before Karbon Pesach. After Chatzos, it's after Ben Arbayim. The Torah tells you there's a chiyuv Ben Arbayim every day to bring a Korban Tomid. There's also a chiyuv unique to Yudal Nisan to bring the Korban Pesach Ben Arbayim. Which one should you do first? We have the classic rule, Todah V'Sheni Todah, Todah Koyim. You do the Korban Tomid first. Obviously, that's what the Torah meant to do, because that klal of Todah V'Sheni Todah, Gemara tells us Zvachol, is Mideraisa. So Mideraisa, the Torah would rather you do the Korban Tomid. Obviously, afterwards you do the Korban Pesach. So why do we need a separate pasuk for Korban Pesach being brought after the Korban Tomid? Seems to me anyway it's true after the rule of Todah V'Sheni Todah. Says in Hilchos Senuch, obviously the pasuk is teaching us that the Zman Korban Pesach is after the Zman of Korban Tomid. The Zman of Korban Tomid is brought, he says, Mechatzos Ve'elech, we discussed in the previous year. If it's brought Mechatzos Ve'elech, it's kosher. The Zman Korban Pesach is only Meshesh or Mechza and further. Meaning to say that the Zman of Korban Pesach is not only that as a Seder Adifus, as a matter of choice, you have two Korbanos waiting for you, which one should you do first? So you do the Korban Talmud first and then you do the Korban Pesach. But the Zman of Korban Pesach is to be done after the Korban Talmud. You have to leave enough time for the Korban Talmud to be done and then be makir the Korban Pesach. Meaning to say that the klal of Todah would, it's interesting, the klal of Todah would tell you to bring the Korban Talmud, even though after that you have the rule of Aleh Hashem Kol HaKamon HaSkulam, let's say there would be no apostle. So what would you have? You would have a lav of Aleh Hashem Kol HaKamon HaSkulam, where you're not allowed to bring another Korban, as we said, either as a rule in Korban Talmud or as a psul in the other Korban that's being brought. You were not allowed to bring another Korban after the Korban Talmud. But since over here you had to bring the Korban Talmud first because of Tadir, and then afterwards you have to bring the Korban Pesach because the Torah tells you you have to bring the Korban Pesach, you would be allowed to violate the rule of Aleh Hashlam Kol HaKabonis Kulam in order to facilitate the kiyum of the rule of Tadir. It's an interesting thing. Are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where a rule of the Torah says to do something now, even though afterwards the situation will be created where you'll have to be doicha the loisa say of, like the boys can say, you'll have to be doicha the loisa say of Aleh Hashem Kol Korban HaSkulam. You're not allowed to bring a korban after the korban talmud, but you'll have to violate that rule because there's a mitzvah say bring a korban besa. The Chizkiduch says there'll be a rule of asay doicha loisa. Even though you created the situation by bringing the korban talmud and therefore facilitating that you're getting into a situation where you're violating Aleh Hashem Kol HaKamon HaSkulam. This brings to mind such a discussion, a little bit cheshbendik, but it brings to mind the famous discussion about what happens if a situation was created where you have to be Deichel Shabbos. Cool, where is this? The Ramban and the Balamor discuss in Shabbos if the needs of a bris milah has to be done, anything that can't be done, that could be done before Shabbos, Lamashim, we pass it. You're not allowed to bring a knife for a mila on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechal on Shabbos to bring a mila knife, even though mila itself is mechal Shabbos. So in order for the bris to be done on Shabbos, the equipment, the sterilization, the knife, the times of chazal water to sterilize the hot water, it was considered, you can't make a bris unless there's hot water to bathe the tinnik afterwards for sanitary reasons. And the halacha would be that you prepare all that before Shabbos. What happens if it wasn't prepared? What's called in the Rishonim, Shofar Chamimise de Tinnik, the hot water that was prepared for the bathing of the Tinnik was spilled. So the Ramban and the Balamor have a discussion about doing the Milo. The Milo is Doyecha Shabbos. So you have a situation where you know by doing the Bris Milah you will create a situation where there will be Pekuch Nefashit, and then it would be Mutter on Shabbos to heat up water to bathe the Tinnik. But who told you to do the milah in the first place? You're allowed to be doich Shabbos in order to do the milah. That's okay. But are you allowed to be doich Shabbos with milah and facilitate a situation where pikuach nefashos would be mechayiv heating up the water? This is a machlok sushayim. So there's a similar idea going on over here. I'll give one more example just to make it clear. The Gemara says clearly in Beitza that one is an ad, it's not a machlok sushayim. It's an offline Gemara where you're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. None of us would think of doing it, but really the malach and al malach of shechita is oichel nefesh. One is allowed to shecht the behemah on Yom Tov for oichel nefesh. So what would the Gemara discuss? What would be if somebody would want to shecht the behemah on Yom Tov, but he does not have, he would want to shecht a chayo, he does not have offer to cover the dam. So the Gemara says that he would not be allowed to create with the head of oichel nefesh a situation where then he would have to be mevatel the loisa say of Yom Tov, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah say of kisui ba'ofer. So therefore, one would not be allowed to shecht. One cannot create a situation where then he will have to violate something where, even though he has a heter, but if you created the situation of your own volition, that you're not allowed to do. So there's a similar idea over here going on, where the Mishnah Chinuch is understanding that even if there wouldn't be a pasuk that would tell us to bring the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tomid, you would still do the same thing, because what else should you do? You have to bring the Korban Tomid first because the Tadr, the She'en Tadr, and then after that, even though there's a rule of Aleh Hashlum Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, but the Asay of bringing the Korban Pesach is Deichim Aleh Asay of not bringing the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tomid. Asay Deichim Aleh Asay, even though you created that, B'shtei Yadayim. The Chizkinuch doesn't have a problem with that. Again, L'chayro, we're pointing out that should be totally in this type of machloikis of doing the milah and then worrying about the repercussions afterwards that you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. It's just an interesting Maran Mokim. There is a Mogen Avram, which is nice to say over, Mogen Avram, Reish Pei Vov, in Erechaim Sifkot and Gimel, where the in Hilchis Tefillah of Shabbos, the Mogen Avraham talks about a day, imagine let's say a doctor had to perform an emergency surgery. He was called out of davening after Shachas before Musaf. He was in the operating theater, he was in the operating room till Mamish before Shkia. He gets out, washes his hands, takes off his gown, his scrub, and he has about 5 minutes to the Shkia. He has time for one Shmon Esrei, let's say. He has Musaf and he has Mitzvah. Which one should he daven? The Mogen Avraham in Reish Pei Vav, from Kotel Gimel, says that if he does not have enough time to daven Musaf and Mincha, you know what he should do? He should daven Musaf, because Mincha has Tashlumin. The halacha is, if a person missed davening because he's an oinus, no bigger oinus than a doctor who had Pekuch Nefashos was in an operating room for 7 hours straight. So if he missed Mincha, there's nothing he can do about it, he's an oinus, and then that night, Mitzvah Shabbos, he can daven Tashlumin, and he can daven two Shmoneh Esrei. Now, Shainke, there's no Tashlumin for Musaf, because on Sunday you can't be mashlim a tefillah which is unique to Shabbos. Or if it was Rosh Chodesh, let's say, Motzi Rosh Chodesh, could he make tashlumin on the Musaf? No. There's no din of tashlumin on the Musaf. So Ben should daven the Musaf, and then at night he'll daven two Shmoneh Esrei. L'chayrin is a rule of Tadr Sheini Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. If you have Musaf and Mincha, which is always the problem on Simchas Torah, the place we discuss it, if the dancing goes till after Chatzos, Tlata Sheshemechta, actually, as we discussed in the previous year, it's already Nizman Mincha, Shemwan Davin Mincha, Shemwan Davin Musa first. Well, most of us are known to Davin Musa first, for whatever reason, on Simchas Torah, but actually, it's a problem. Why are you talking? Now, it's the rule of Tadim Sheni Tad, you have to Davin Mincha before Musa. But the Magen Avraham says over here that one could create a situation where he has the Mincha left over. Even though right now in front of him is the rule of Tadr Sheni Tadr, what he does is he makes a long-term cheshbon. Again, the Milchus Chinuch seems to be somewhat of a, not agreeing to this approach, where the Milchus Chinuch talks about bringing the Korban Tadr, bringing the Korban which is Tadr, the Korban Tamid, and then worrying, and then not worrying now about the Aleo Hashlam, and then having to be over on the rule of Aleo Hashlam and bring the Korban Pesach. Does one do the first carbon, making a cheshbon long term, whether he's going to be following the rules of the second carbon, or you do what you're supposed to do right now, because of Tadim Shani Tadim, you let the chips fall into place. Afterwards, you'll worry about, you'll create a situation of Aseh Dechel Aseh. Do you daven now Now mincha, even though you did a mincha musaf, you're not going to be able to be mashlim. Or do we say that no, make a long-term cheshbon, realize mincha, you'll be able to be mashlim by davening today. It's a daven musaf. Even though right now l'chayr there should be a rule of tadim sheni tadim, you have to make also a long-term cheshbon. So it seems to be somewhat of a philosophical difference when you have two mitzvahs in front of you vying for attention. Do you do the one you're supposed to do now and make cheshbonis afterwards? Do you do the milah now and then make cheshbonis about the water afterwards? Do you daven mincha now because of tadim sheni tadim and then you missed musaf? Hey, malasel, there's nothing you can do about it. Do you bring the carbon tamid now that that's what you're supposed to do and you worry about the carbon pesach afterwards? Then you'll have to be doich the rule of alei hashlam. Or you say no, when you have two mitzvahs in front, you always have to make a long term cheshbon. So maybe you should have brought the carbon pesach first. You need a pasuk for that. Maybe you should have a musaf now. And then you make hashlam and mincha, like the Maharam says. This seems to be philosophically all based on the same idea. Do what you're supposed to do now, or make a long-term cheshbon based on which mitzvah you're going to be able to be mekayim, which mitzvah you won't be able to be mekayim. There's just an interesting point of contention around this mincha's chinuch, the Magen Avraham. Agav, about that Magen Avraham, about the doctor who got out of the operating room and only had time for musaf and mincha, Kivega just points out, which seems to be partial, that let's say he was amazed. He got to the afternoon. Let's say he was by a kiddush and he decided to let loose and he drank until he passed out. He was stoned. He passed out. So he's amazed that he did not musaf. He ran out. He ran out to the kiddush club by Shishi and he got himself stoned on some high quality schnapps. And now he's out for the count until about 10 minutes before Shkia. There he's amazed. He shouldn't have drunk before he had done Musaf and before he knew he had done Mincha. Purim, the right thing, by the way, to do is to done Mincha before getting smashed in the afternoon. One makes sure to be Mekayim one's Chiyuvim of Tefillah before one gets into a state where one cannot done. So if he's amazed, Kivega points out that over there he cannot make the chesh that later on he'll be able to do mincha. You can't do mincha. You weren't an oinus. You were amazed. So then what you would have, certainly, and this does not get into our philosophical discussion about long-term, short-term, is the right thing to do is definitely to daven, make the rule of tadu sheni tadu, and daven mincha first. And you miss Muslims. There's nothing you can do about it in that case. So these are some of the issues with some of the halacha l'maaseh that come out of this idea of Karban Pesach and Karban Tomid both having the same time of Bein Ha'Bayim, and how do we make a cheshbon when we have two mitzvahs in front of us? Which one do we do? Which one don't we do?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.